Hey, welcome back to RM Podcast FL. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina. I hope everybody is having an amazing day, and I want to thank each and every one of you that have taken your time out of your day and listened to our podcast so far. We are growing more and more every day, and I have a tiny favor to ask for you guys. If you can talk to your friends, your coworkers, or your family, or anybody that you think might be interested in the topics that we cover, please do so. And don't forget, you can also share your favorite episode on your social media pages. And you can always find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher's Radio, YouTube, Podbean, and Instagram under RM Podcast FL. And don't forget about our website, www.rmpodcastfl.com. As well as if you have any questions, rmpodcastfl@gmail.com. You can always reach me out there. So last week, I launched a bonus episode where I shared 7 tips and tricks of how to manage your money better. And I got some great feedback from it. So I decided to launch another episode this Thursday. And this will tag along with the interview that we launched on Tuesday with Dr. Harvey Slantz. On the Tuesday's podcast, he shared with us some techniques he uses to negotiate his mediation cases. And I thought of why not to bring a story to you guys, a negotiation story that I recently learned myself in a conference that I was into. So without losing any time, let's dive right in, and I hope you guys enjoy it. A mom and a daughter came across a dilemma one day. There was just one orange left in the fridge, and the daughter pleased to have the last orange, but mom said that she needed it. After going back and forth for a while, they just cut the orange in half, so half to mom and half to the daughter. They were not happy, but they thought they found the happy medium, and they thought that that was just the best solution for them. So the daughter squeezes the half of orange, adds sugar to it, and drinks it as freshly squeezed oranges. And she threw the peel away as it was no use to her. The mom, on the other side, peeled the skin of the half orange and throws the fruit away. She needed the peel and she trimmed it to little tiny pieces for a cake that she was making for the family. Now let's analyze it. There's a couple of different ways we can look at the situation. So if we look at it from a bargaining perspective, they met in the middle, so their demands were met halfway. But they might turn into an issue, though, if the daughter wants more orange juice or if the mom is making a big cake. Now, let's look at it from a communication perspective. We can see they failed to communicate with one another to why they needed that orange. And they also fail to discuss their interest towards the lost orange in the household. If mom and daughter were to communicate and express their interest towards the lost orange, they might have found a much better solution for them, and both of their needs would be met. The daughter could have gotten the full fruit of her orange for her orange juice, and the mom could have got the whole peel for her family cake. This example is just one of many situations out there that we might come across in our daily life. We see things from our point of view without fully communicating our interest. If we have a clear communication with the other party, often we can find out that we do not need to meet halfway, but we can have better solutions so both parties are satisfied, and there are a lot more possible resolutions available out there. So with that being said, next time you come across a situation, instead of meeting in the middle, think about the mom and the daughter and the orange story. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope this just makes you think things a little bit different. Hope everybody has a great rest of the day.